The Sunday Times Gen Next event in partnership with Yellowwood is now in its 18th year, and we are so excited as CliffCentral.com to be partnering up and having conversations all about the awards. If you want to tune in and find out more, you can do so on www.sundaytimesgennext.co.za. Okay, so yeah, let's get it cracking. I mean, obviously we are here today to talk all about the Sunday Times Gen Next event, which is obviously in partnership with Yellowwood, now in its 18th year, and this is the leading annual youth brand preference and consumer behavior event. So this year, the renowned interactive showcase is actually taking place once again since 2019, and this is obviously where brands get a chance to engage face-to-face with the youth aged 8 till 24. Now, the Sunday Times Gen Next Hybrid Awards will be taking place on the 15th of September at 6 p.m. If you want to participate and you want to join, you can definitely do so. Just go to www.sundaytimesgennext.co.za. And if you're listening to us right now, well, you've made the right choice, because I am currently in studio with somebody who just gave me some interesting information about Gautrain. It's more than just a train that you ride from work and back. It's actually a very interesting brand that is doing a lot more to connect with you as somebody who rides it. So I hope that after this conversation, you at home can also get some insight on what more the Gautrain is actually doing, just to make your ride a little bit more enjoyable. But I'm not alone. I'm sitting with Ntate Tshepo Kgobe. He's the COO of the Gautrain Management Agency. And of course, today they have obviously partnered with the Sunday Times Gen Next campaign via data analytics and future plans and. So firstly, Tshepo, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me, Lebo.
Of course. So obviously the Gautrain has partnered with Sunday Times Gen Next Project. It's been a couple of years now, you know, that we've been doing this together. Why is this partnership so important to Gautrain?
It is important to us because if you think about it, I mean, if you were to define the future of commuting and define who's our next commuter. Our next commuter is, you know, I'll give you a number of characters. Mm. So by their nature, they are data savvy.
Yes.
By their nature, they're digital and they're online.
Yes.
By their nature, they have no brand loyalty. Mm. So they look for anybody who will save them money and save them time.
Yes.
Convenience is important to them.
Yes.
Now, for us, once you understand that, and then you get to be able to understand that the consumer of the future will not just come to you because you're a good brand. Mm. Then you have to be able to say, how do I hold the commuter by the hand, not only when they enter the working life and they commute back and forth to work, but can I carry through with them from when they are a scholar to when now they are they're now at a point where they are in varsity, and then ultimately then when they enter, the working world. Mm. And in turn, then be able to understand what are their preferences? What is it that makes them tick? Mm. And then there's the issue of like, how can we be able to work with brands that actually align to their needs? Now, one other thing that I haven't added to that is the fact that they're highly conscious of the environmental degradation that a lot of, what do they call it, of transport causes. Mm. Now, you then have to be able to say, how do I come in into a space where I can work with them and have them, you know, work with me very early. Mm. And we start right out from when they're still scholars, when they're still very young kids. So we even have tours for schools where they come through to the system and they ride and then go out maybe to the zoo or something of that sort.
Oh, lovely.
And through that, you're introducing a very young person to not only to the world of commuting. Now, remember, Lebang, the biggest challenge we have is that somebody said to me when I asked him, why didn't he use the Gautrain to come to my office? He says, hey, I grew up without a car at my house. So I've just bought myself a car. So please give me a bit of time.
But
the congestion that is going on and that will continue to build up, it's something that we cannot sniff on. So just to give you data that of the modeling that we've done. So in 2025, the freeway speeds will grind down to 26 kilometers an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
In 2037, they will grind down to 10 kilometers an hour.
Batonga mudim.
Now, I run faster than that, like 10 kilometers an hour.
What?
That's 6 minutes a K. So I run faster than that. So which means it will actually, and the minute the freeway grinds down, what happens? Everybody gets off the freeway and gets on the arterial road, which then means leaving your house, you'll already be traveling at 10 kilometers an hour. Now, it is an important issue that we convince youngsters right now for them to move towards a sustainable mode of transport, but one that actually allows them to be able to build up. You know, a lot of us buy cars right in the beginning. And when you think about it, is that the ability to build up capital right there and there is gone.
Of course. The minute you buy it, it's no longer an asset.
There you go. Yeah. So it's convincing the youngsters quite early, but then aligning with what they need rather than just putting out transport. And we recognize that transport for a very long time, it was a mode of force. You know, you were forced to take it. And we want to get it to where it's a mode of choice more than anything else.
Okay. No, that makes total sense. I completely relate to that. If I leave the house and I'm forced to only move at 10 kilometers per hour, then we have a big problem ahead of us, is the bottom line. Tepo, what would you say are some of Gautrain's key pillars when it comes to marketing?
So in terms of our marketing, we have there's the attraction bit. So you got to be able to attract the non-users or the skeptics and convince those. But then we also have to do retention marketing, keep the people that are already on the system going. And then beyond that, then there's the deepening of the brand and being able to do things like partnering with Gen Next, where you go beyond its... You know, yes, I'm a commuter, but how do I benefit beyond that? And then we also have to think about shared value. And the concept that, you know, brands cannot continue to make money and their customers feel that they're not benefiting from that. Shared value is about a point where you make money and your customer feels that they also benefit from what you do. Not only from directly what you do, but then beyond that.
Yeah, of course. Tepo, I mean, data must be a massive role for the Gautrain in many, many, many areas. Yes. How necessary is data analytics when strategizing for your brand?
So data analytics is it's no more just even about strategizing for your brand.
Yeah.
On a day-to-day basis, I have to literally be able to understand in the morning how many people have gone towards the south. And then watch the data as they go through. So let me give you an example. At some point in time, you know, with the previous president, when somebody needed to go and march in Pretoria against the, you know, what particular issue, we're watching our data to create trends over every 15 minutes.
Okay.
Now, what that meant is that I knew how many people have taken the train and they were exiting in Pretoria.
Mm-hmm.
What that allowed me to do in the afternoon was for me to station additional two sets, one in Order the Ecolot, one in Hatfield, and then the other one in Pretoria.
Yes.
So that so people will go, you know, slowly move towards the march by themselves. But when they disperse, it's all at once.
Yes.
Now, that in itself, I'm giving you like a snapshot of a particular point at which you're looking at 15 minutes data. But beyond that, then it then allows you to be able to manage overcrowding. When you manage overcrowding, then it's also about then making sure that an individual feels free that they're traveling when they want to travel.
Yes.
Because people want to travel by the time they want to travel. The olden days were, you know, with a changing world of work, the olden days were everybody wanted to be on the system at 7 o'clock and because they needed to be at a particular, they're no more there. And therefore, it's about traveling the entire day. And
exactly.
If you get on the freeway, the entire day. Now, when it gets down to marketing, then you it's not only about who has travel. It's also about what time do they prefer to travel. And then in addition to that, then you then have to understand what type of person is traveling on the system.
Of course.
And when you look at our new strategy where we're looking at becoming a more commercial business. Now, if I were to say, this is my type of commuter, and therefore the brands to which I market to, not only directly as a Gautrain, but the people I attract to advertise on the system, which then pays us as what do they call it, as a system, then will go for particular brands. So I cannot just place any other brand on the system.
Yes.
And in addition to that, then the, when you look at our commercialization strategy, then you go, okay, what are the type of conveniences can I bring onto the station?
Mm.
As we now look at stations and say, no, stations cannot be a sterile place where it's used like a utility. You have to be able to understand, okay, so these are the type of people I need.
Mm.
Now, the type of person who goes on the Gauteng run by their nature, I said to you, they're online.
Yes.
They're highly digital.
Yes.
Now, if I said to you, right, okay, now in the next phase, I want to give you the ability to order your groceries while you're on the train or while you're at work.
Mm.
And then when you get off at the station, then you can then collect them right there and there at the station.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
So I don't need to pass somewhere on my way home.
No. So the Gautrain's next is big. It's like we're keeping it under wraps right up until we've now executed on everything else. But it's about the greater brand of that. The transport should be a convenience.
Yes.
So it's how do you integrate transport into somebody's life?
Yes.
So rather than it sitting as just a utility, you know, a utility by its nature, you know how you deal with water.
Mm.
You open the tap, the water's there.
Mm.
The day you realize that this is a problem is when the water doesn't come out when you open the
tap.
Exactly. And sometimes you deal with transport in that manner. It's like, okay, I get on it, it's there, it's reliable, it's always there, and I don't need to worry about the house. And it's always there.
Mm.
But the day I don't have a train on the track, all hell breaks loose.
Yes.
But how I want to go beyond that is how do I integrate your lifestyle into transport? And and it's you're not going to move people by saying to them, okay, leave your car at home.
Mm.
And now that what's added to that is that could I partner with other people? For instance, we have a partnership with Discovery.
Yeah, okay.
And that partnership with Discovery has shown that out of all their claims, 66% of their claims come from non-Gautrain users.
Okay.
Because Gautrain users, by their nature, what do? They drive from home to the station.
Mm.
And then they travel with what do they call it with a Gautrain to work and then back again. So their use of the car is actually limited.
Yes.
And when you limit the use of your car, it limits the likeliness of you ending up in an accident.
Exactly.
So you don't get on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
Now by its nature, Discovery is rewarding their clients.
Yeah.
Discovery Insurance is rewarding them for not using the Gautrain, but we both get benefit, or we all get benefit, and that's the bigger thought of shared value. So when you're thinking about data, it's like, okay, right, this is actually an important partnership, not only for us, but also for Discovery, because that then by its nature, then the number of claims they get reduced.
Exactly.
And as they reduce, then, you know, the profitability of the company goes up.
And we're saving lives.
There you go. You're saving lives.
At the end of the day, we're saving lives.
There you go. We're saving lives. So you cannot do this without actually being able to say, what data do you have?
Yeah.
And how do we actually create the value for the ultimate customer?
Mm.
And in essence, then it's about then, who do you market to, on what platforms, and then how do you build up everything else?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love that. I love that. Tipo, when specifically looking at targeting the use, what data do you guys try together?
So we've partnered with Varsity Vibe.
Okay.
Which then allows us the following few things. So, and the important thing that the initial bit of it was for us to say, okay, how do we verify that somebody is a student? Because we give a 25% discount to anybody who's a student.
Oh, nice.
We've started a campaign, I think, about a year and a half back called Ride with the G, you know? It's funky and it's for us in the beginning, it felt a bit risky and especially aligned to the Gautrain. But the Ride with the G campaign has just become one of those beautiful things that have grown and grown. So, and I remember seeing a post by one youngster saying, Gautrain, I hope you're not going to take this away after this pilot because you're a real lifesaver.
And
they were commuting between university and home.
Mm.
Now, in essence, with the ride with the GA, the important issues for us to then say, can we create a platform on which, and remember what I said to you, I want to get a commuter on board before they become a working person and they buy a car.
You start them young.
You start them young. And with the youth then from, and the next product we're looking at is a scholar product where, you know, there's a lot of kids that actually commute from probably Rivonia to Rosebank and beyond that, and also in the opposite direction,
for sure,
that actually their parents prefer to drop them off at the Gautrain station,
yes,
because they know they will be safe.
Exactly.
And a lot of schools are also setting up shuttles where they can pick up their kids at the Gautrain stations.
Lovely.
Now that enables, remember with Gautrain, there are things that we take as hygienic factors. It's safe.
Yes.
You are covered by CCTV throughout the entire network. So there is no point at which you will say, no, we didn't see the kid or anything.
Exactly.
Like that. So people, because of the safety and the convenience, and you can actually set your clock on it, then what that allows us to be able to do is say, okay, how do we bring on the youth? And bring them on, scholars, bring them on. And then ultimately through their working life, and then there's a product we're looking at, which will then look at the elderly and people who have retired and all of that. Now, all that data needs to be collected in such a way that we know who's on the system. Remember, we're a business. So by its nature, we still must remain profitable as we continue on. And therefore, you got to be able to say, okay, when I give these discounts, can I attract new passengers?
Yes.
But with those that are already on, can I retain them?
Yes.
Okay. Then we go to the shared value. Can the customer feel that I am actually adding value to their life? And then that determines the amount of discounts we can give, the amount of the number of riders that are there. And in addition to that, so it's one thing, I've seen products where they go, right, we're going to discount this product, and then you get there, it's not there. And then in transport, the same thing happens. I mean, I go, okay, I'm going to discount the Gautrain, and then suddenly it's full and you cannot get on. It's the same thing. So it's also about us managing capacity.
Yes.
Because it's one thing to lose face, as what do they call it, as a brand, where you say to people, okay, I'm going to discount and bring on people. And then there's a struggle. People cannot get on. People cannot. You know, we had partnered when we had that free to move campaign. We had partnered with some of the, you know, the places of attraction that are in and around the Gautrain.
Yes.
Some of the places, so it was a hurry up and wait. You get on the Gautrain and they send you there, and then you get there and you cannot get in.
Oh, but
and it's a 3-hour product. And yes, people did not associate it with the Gautrain.
But still,
it's painful because now we've partnered with you to be able to make your attraction available as part of the free to move campaign. And it's about you managing capacity and planning ahead.
So
it's beyond just us marketing and knowing who we're selling to.
For sure.
But it's also about us managing capacity.
Yeah. Tepo, off the record, this is off the books. When will we be able to eat in the Gautrain? I mean, some of us, we get on there, we're starving. Yo, we've had a long day at school. We haven't even eaten. We're just let me open my scarf tin and just nibble on my sandwich. And then there's a security that says, hey, I'm going to fine you. When will the day come where we can eat on the Gautrain?
In the morning I was at an event and the guy who does safety, the first thing he had to say was, "You don't eat on these facilities."
It's a known fact. But no, I know it's not gonna happen, and I understand why. But hey, we get hungry, man. Maybe a vending machine then.
The next, and you're talking about that, and it's about in terms of our marketing. So now we have to market beyond,
for sure,
the actual transport and stuff.
For sure,
we're creating conveniences and building ourselves into people's lifestyle. We're now gonna have coffee shops.
Nice.
So we are doing a pilot at two stations.
Good.
But you can buy on your way out.
Okay, as long as you're not inside the actual trade.
Yes.
I know.
But what some of the brands we've been talking about with coffee and all of that, and they've actually made a mug that is spill proof, that is a whole lot of things. That
okay.
It's quite an innovation. I mean, okay. You know, as they say in Zulu, Kruper Yashagan Peace.
Yeah.
But. You know, yeah. So they've created and we will do co-branding and your mug when you've ordered it and everything else. When you get there, it will come with the name Leban Khosana on it. And you know,
it's mine only.
It's yours
only. It won't spill onto the seats.
It won't spill onto the seats and everything else.
Okay.
But in the morning, so it will be on the way out. So for instance, in Santin, you'll be able to pick up your coffee there that you've pre-ordered when you left home. And
love that. Love that. You guys are so considerate.
So it's part of the... We're becoming a lifestyle brand.
Yeah.
And transport as a lifestyle brand as a whole is an important part of marketing. You got to go beyond just simply providing a good and reliable transport.
For sure.
After 12 years of doing it, everybody knows, Gautrain, you know what you're doing? And then they say, but when am I getting my coffee in the station? Mm-hmm. When am I getting the conveniences of this?
Mm-hmm.
We've partnered with, what do they call it, with one of the courier companies. And we will announce soon where you'll be able to collect things like cell phones, credit cards, and any other small packages where their lockers will be positioned at the Gautrain.
Nice.
Now, that's convenience.
That is what you call convenience.
There you go. So, and then we also were talking to them about small courier space. So, where you live or you're up here in Santin. And you want to get something to Pretoria, to somebody in Pretoria. Somebody will come here, collect it from you.
Okay.
Put it in a locker, or whatever they call it, on the Gautrain station.
Yeah.
And then another person will pick it up and take it down to where you need it to get to.
Wow.
And the person on the other end will get a notification on their phone telling them, locker number so-so. Has what you need.
Yeah.
And that's small courier. And that is enabling business as a whole.
Sure.
So, let's say somebody who sells what? Who sells, you know, weaves or something of that sort. And they
Jewelry.
Anything. And also that sort of a thing. Then you can then be able to put it on there, and then know that it's a small package that then gets sent
safely.
And and the convenience of, like, you know, at peak hour, I guarantee you 10 minutes later you'll have it at the next station, kind of a thing.
Love that.
And that's where we're going. But that requires data. It's underpinned completely by data more than anything else.
So would you say that data is the start of almost every idea that you guys come up with?
We're no more talking about predictive analytics. We're talking about prescriptive analytics.
Okay.
So when you go from predictive, when you go predictive is that you look at the trend and you try and predict what's going to happen.
Yes.
When you go to what's prescriptive analytics is when now the data tells you what your strategy must be.
Yes.
It now prescribes.
Yes.
So the olden days of us going and saying, okay, we've built the strategy, now let's go and find the data to feed it.
No more.
You got to step back from that. And then first and foremost is, what data do I have? Okay. Mm. You've picked a business you want to get into. Or the data will tell you what business you must get into.
Yes.
And what are the trends? Is it a temporary trend? Is it a permanent trend? Is it something that's going to grow? And all of that matters in us designing any product or any platform or any partnership that we have to go into.
Yes.
So you have to get into a point where you say, okay, what is the data prescribing? And rather than you thinking of it, okay, what is the data predicting? Because predictions by their nature, it's, you could be looking at a small sample of a trend that will not last. And you then go on there and then you work with it, and then out of nowhere,
gone.
The slump is there. So that's the difficulty with that. And then and then you look at it overall and say, okay, what is it prescribing? And what are the major big trends that will stay on? Because it's not about just a trend being there. It's about how long will it be? And that through that you can determine profitability of it. trend like that and build up from there.
Yes, no, it totally makes sense. Sure, so much information and so much I'm learning just by listening to you. And I hope you at home are also as intrigued as I am. Because, I mean, just by face value, it looks like it's easy. Just hop on a train, go home, whatever. But to hear where you guys are actually taking this, and that's to another level, is extremely exciting. So, Tebo, before you go, how has your youth marketing strategies changed over the past 2 years? I mean, as we know, COVID came and went, apparently. And what expectations do you think consumers have now in 2022?
So one of the interesting things that we've been finding is that our level of comfort with each other that we used to have pre-COVID is gone.
Yeah.
So what we used to assume as being the 100% of our carrying capacity, it's actually not. Because you get to a point that we've realized that when the trains get to a particular point where the seats are taken, people tend to not want to go into cabins, into coaches like that. And the olden days where, you know, you were traveling, sitting in somebody's beard, are gone. So by their nature, we actually have to think differently about how we provide our service.
Yes.
And in essence, then there are certain things that we've looked at, and we also have seen international trends. We're not going to be able to take away.
Yeah.
So we've always been a very, very clean system, and the level of cleanliness has always been there. But the additionality of people being able to see that the train gets wiped down when it gets to the end station, and things like that, it's in a person's mind, that is the added safety that they believe is there. Because COVID is not there. It has just become one of the flus that are out there. You know, and every time somebody now of lately they tell me they have a flu, I says, no, you have a variant of COVID that we haven't discovered as yet.
But we'll figure it out soon. We'll give it a name.
We'll give it a name soon. But in essence, when you go to youth marketing, then by its nature, then it then becomes, what are the youth comfortable with? What the so-called new normal, what is it? And what is the data that drives that? Do we even have a new normal? And do we even have a space where we say we understand now what the youth want? And the data is prescribing what the youth want.
Yes.
And what brands to partner with. And what conveniences do you bring for the youth? And therefore, you actually have to think holistically of the end game rather than thinking in a closed manner. Because a lot of companies have used that data in an inward-looking fashion.
For sure.
We are going, yes, the service itself, because the fundamentals have to be there. The system still has to run as well as it does.
For sure.
That you cannot take away.
For sure.
But that's hygienic factors now. It's in the background. It's, I know they will do it right and everything else. It's now what added value is there.
Yes.
And that's where we're going with all our marketing, and inclusive of youth marketing, is being able to say, what added value can we bring? And what shared value can we bring for us to be able to say, okay, we're moving together. So it's not, and it's no more about you just thinking, okay, I think the youth will need this product, and then you put it in place. It's testing it. It's making sure that you are clear about it. It's having it backed up by data. And then from then onwards, then when we launched the Ride with a G campaign, we actually launched it with a closed setup where people used to apply, and then from then onwards, then we open it up where you can just come into the station. So off Varsity Vibe, you apply for your card. When you get to the station, your card is there. You pick, you want one with a gold one, a pink one, you know, a blue one. And so we've even gone and said, okay, yeah, we know the brand is gold.
But
can we go with what are the
colors? Pink sounds nice.
So on the pink one, I think you have one of those statues in Europe wearing
like some shades.
They're wearing virtual reality.
The 3D goggles. Okay.
And
that's cool.
So it's a
it sounds hip.
Yes, and then I think on a blue one or a on the gold one, you've got a golden ice cream and all of that. And then you got on the other one, you've got a boombox. And so it's all about us making sure that the Ride with the G campaign talks to the youth.
For sure.
We call it your bling. It's
wow. Bling. I have not heard the word bling in so many years.
Yeah. So with the Ride with the G campaign, it's your, you know, come and collect your bling.
So your bling.
Yeah. Oh. So and you can see how people wear, they've got a lanyard and they've got the card hanging on there to say, you know.
That's their bling.
That's their bling.
That's the cutest thing.
So it's worked out and it's been adopted and we are now saying, well, products can work on the system. We can go beyond the normal. But beyond that, you got to think differently about transport.
For sure.
So transport in itself has always been one of the weirdest ways of buying things.
Okay.
On transport, they say, right, okay, you give me 2,000 rands upfront. You are without 2,000 rands now. And then in exchange, I will give you rights to travel on the system. Now, that doesn't make sense. Nobody buys things. It's like you're going to Makro and shopping and bulk and keeping in the house and doing all sorts of other things. But in the modern day, we're talking about what we call post-travel discounts.
Okay.
So I say to you, Lebang, if you use the system 22 days, I'll give you 8 days of the month free.
Oh, okay.
But what am I doing? I'm saying to you, okay, if you guarantee me that you'll be up and down on the system, I will then give you almost close to 25% discount. But I don't take the money from you upfront. You still keep your money with you. And then you use it as you go. And that will work out well and does work out well in the hybrid world of working.
Yes.
Where people, you know, you can't have somebody commit to a monthly ticket when they're not going to be traveling up and down every day.
Exactly.
They're only in the office 3 days of the 5 days.
Exactly.
So therefore, it's about working in and around what is there. And it is the data that tells you. And that's the modern way of looking at discounting and traveling. The olden days of monthly tickets and weekly tickets.
No more.
Gone. Yeah. Gone.
Yeah. No, I love it. It's sounding to me like the Gautrain is maybe even ahead of its time in the way that you're explaining things to me, how you guys are thinking of strategies, how you're prioritizing the consumer. It's no more like, it's almost as though like transport is being mixed into my life already. Not like, it's not standing in isolation as a separate thing. That's just it's a convenience now.
Yes.
And it's a part of what I do every day. I love that. Thank you so much, Tshepo, for joining us. That was Ntate Tshepo Kgobe, the COO of Gautrain Management Agency. And yeah, we just had a very, very long conversation about the partnership between Gautrain and the Sunday Times Gen X campaign, everything to do with data analytics and future plans. All very, very exciting. If you would like to hear more, make sure that you join the Sunday Times Gen X Hybrid Awards, which are happening on the 15th of September at 6 p.m. You're also welcome to tune in online through www.sundaytimesgennext.co.za. Thank you so much, Tshepo.
Thank you, Lebo.